Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Come on. Ain't that bad. If you listen to the last segment, go back and get it later. Do not go listen to it now for some of you just tuning in. You heard Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute talk about, you know, the chances of President Trump pulling this off. I don't think it's a dead deal. Like many of you who are calling and crying and I get it. You're having a hard time with it. You know, I'm going to play that clip from Rush Limbaugh's show later on. And a lot of you feel the same way. You feel kind of like it's over. If it's that easy for these people to steal an election, but it's not that easy. We just can't give up. But seriously, you cannot give up. You can't decide that, oh, it's all against us. And, you know, if you have a President Biden, you have, a Vice President Kamala, well, actually, you have a President Harris, right, and a sidekick called Joe Biden. You can't give up. And there's ways to beat these people. There's a dozen ways to beat these people. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, in your little local town, in your little local area, you want to help good people. Remember I told you before, do not get behind somebody just because they have an R next to their name or somebody told you they were conservative. You want to make sure that person is actually doing what they said they were going to do when they got elected. Because I know some of you believe anything. And then you start making excuses for the person because you voted for them and you don't want to look like a jerk. Right? Well, it doesn't matter what you look like. We need to do the right thing no matter what's going on. You need to get behind it. And if these people aren't doing the job they said they were going to do, you work hard to vote them out. Well, I'd rather have an R than a D. Why? If they're the same, why? No, in all sincerity, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever when you have a Republican that you vote for. You vote for them because they're a Republican. You believe they're going to do the right thing. And they lie to you and all the people that voted for them. And they turn on you. Look what's happening in Texas. With the governor there and you know, with Governor Abbott. And even others across the country. Vote them out. You know, if he's doing mandatory masks, if he's doing all this crazy stuff, then what would be the difference between him and a Democrat governor? We do have a positive side going on here. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they've granted the Trump campaign's request for, see, all you ever hear about when you're listening to mainstream media is how Trump was turned down, Trump's team was turned down, Trump's team was defeated. Well, it wasn't. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they granted the Trump campaign's request for an expedited review of its election case in Pennsylvania. So let's not call Pennsylvania yet, huh? One odd thing about the Pennsylvania election results is Biden outperformed Obama's, 2012 total by over 500, that's a half a million votes. Joe Biden, who couldn't get 16 people to show up at a free burger rally, somehow got 500,000 more votes than Barack Obama. As much as I don't like Obama, the guy could get anybody to do anything for him. He even outdid his old boss in Philly by over 47,000K. But here's the thing, you know, we're talking about statistics and such. The population has stayed essentially the same. Randy DeSoto is a senior staff writer for the Western Journal. He started looking into this. Now, the order posted by Jenna Ellis, she's a legal advisor for President Donald Trump, stipulates the brief must be filed by 4 o'clock next Monday. But when you look at the numbers, just don't make sense. The statistics don't make sense. And I don't think he's an Obama appointee, but definitely, you know, look, to my friends in Pennsylvania, no insult do you, but you have to admit, like Massachusetts and other states, you guys have been so Democrat slash corrupt for so long, there's no changing it. Or you think there is, but you can. You can rise up against. I got a lot of Democrat friends that say they don't want to win like this. They didn't want to win like this. Too much of a cloud over the victory. Why would you do it? Now, that grant of the appeal came after U.S. District Judge Matthew Braun, he dismissed Trump's case. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Trump is going to push. He's going to fight. When are we going to start fighting for him? Seriously. You know, I was saying to you guys earlier, I say it all the time. Everybody runs around, you know, God bless America, God bless you, and then we applaud. Oh, yeah, that was great. When is America going to bless God? When are we going to actually do something to glorify and hold up God instead of constantly asking him to bless us and we don't do jack for him? How many of you started movements in your towns or city councils or wherever it is you live? You know how many towns and city councils do not have our national motto on the wall? In God we trust. Shouldn't be a problem. I'm sure you could even get the money together so it doesn't cost the city any money to do it. But having In God We Trust on the wall behind you as a city council or town council member shouldn't be a big deal. Right? They're fast to throw in your face if there's a separation of church and state, which doesn't exist, but that's all right. We still get it done. So President Trump's legal team is really pushing hard to move a lot of these cases fast. Move them up. Move them fast. Get him in front of a judge. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Judge Dunning joins me after the break. He's the co-author of 13 Plus Reasons Not to Be a Liberal. I'm in agreement. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir, and I come out the same way.
This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe, at the, you know, somebody you don't want to talk. I get it. But you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com or join the chat, the family chat. That's what I call it, on the website. Because, you know, guys, whether you believe it or not, some of us sound like we're whining, but we're really not. We are being so throttled back on Facebook and other places. That's why you can find me now on Spreely.com and or Parler. I'm not that I've given up, because you know me, I'm pretty stubborn. I don't give up at anything. But again, the joke is, you know, we had hundreds of thousands over the last couple of pages of followers on Facebook, and then the page gets pulled overnight and no explanation. There isn't anybody go down and pound on their door. Why would you do that? It's insanity. Okay. So we move to places where we can get our message out. We're getting a lot of traction. And really, that's what we want to do, isn't it? We want to get the messages out. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm pleased to have with me for the first time on the show. Judd Dunning joins me, and his book, you know, you're the co-author of this book of a mutual friend of ours, actually. 13 plus reasons not to be a, do you really need 13 reasons not to be a liberal? Is it one good enough?
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, it's 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. And I was the primary author, and my contributing author was Eric Golub, who was amazing. And yes, we could have probably given you 50, but we kept polling people, and we got it down to 13. And, you know, it was also, you know, we needed to go back to our jobs after writing it in the mountains.
Yeah, Eric is world famous for his T-shirt collection. I always take pictures.
Yeah, no lives matter. Hashtag no lives matter. My wife just bought one. I love Eric. I love him.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, it's, you know, we all sit around, like, you know, I have a book too. It's Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping One Guy White Guy. I was sitting there one day, and all those labels they throw at us, and I'm going, okay, this is stupid. I mean, somebody has to address these things. And I'm looking at yours and I'm saying, okay, now your book is out when?
It just came out 11/10/2020. It was actually came out before the election.
Cool.
It was delayed because of COVID and printing, and we got to go back and write about George Floyd and COVID at the end, and we got to evergreen it. So I mean, this book is fresh off the presses and really relevant. It was a blast. It was a lot of work because we had to keep changing it with the delay.
Well, the thing I love about this, okay, so you guys have written this, and a lot of people in Hollywood, a lot of people like Eric and the group that Eric ran around with, were all liberals until 9/11 and as time went on. And now you're watching that walk away movement, and there are people truly from all walks of life. It's not just the old white guys that go, yeah, I've had it with my party, I'm going over there to the Republicans. These are gay and lesbian couples. These are young people. These are people from all walks of life, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, Blexit, the Red Pill movement, I mean, on and on. The QAnon people who are basically radicalized, party people. Every time somebody stands in a little greater opposition than the mainstream, they become radicalized by the left. And, you know, what we have is a continuum. I love what you just said. I was listening to this show. But I think, you know, you said, you know, whether we're going to win or we are going to, I think we will. But, you know, 75 million people are no longer Romney and McCain, repressive rhino Republicans, man.
Right.
I mean, Trump motivated the base. He woke us up. He energized us. There was a, you know, remember when I door knocked for Romney? But you know, there was this thing. We were all kind of held back. And he really brought the battle of conservative values versus liberal values to the surface. I mean, it was a win no matter what happens.
Yeah. Well, listen, not that I disagree with you, but I'm saying, I was telling people the other day at an event I was speaking at, I said, are you happy we didn't get Romney Ryan? I mean, we vote, we walk around like zombies, we vote for people with an R next to their name, and the reality was I was screaming when he was running. Go back and check out the shows. I said, Ryan is going to be the first pass, the first look of what a progressive Republican looks like. He is not one of us. He will not stick up for one of us. And to your point earlier, I think Trump, this is what I've been telling people, stop talking about Trump changing D.C. Trump hasn't really changed D.C., if you would. He's woken them up, but he changed our party. He came in here, and look, even Ted Cruz had to come alongside with this, and he's got people to either get out, get gone. I believe a lot of people didn't run again because they didn't want to have to deal with him on our side. And I think the others have said, okay, we do have somebody that will fight. I can come along and fight with him. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think, though, I will say my caveat to that is I voted for an anti-institutional, deconstructive vote. And if you look in psychology, right, in psychology, if any family role gets fixated, it can become dysfunctional. It has to move. It has to be fluid. Life is fluid. The reality, the tragic view of life of conservatives, things are always, you know, it's always flowing. Nothing is stable. He came in there and he just tore up everyone's expectation. And his transparency with his emotions and feelings. Man, we haven't seen through the veil of a president, but I'm telling you, if everybody else tweeted like Trump tweeted, they'd probably be worse. You know, what are Obama's private sex life? You know, they couldn't be much better.
Oh, I listen.
Yeah, big fan.
I think I loved about Trump, what I love about Trump is that, you know, in the old days, right, the president's press corps would get up to see what the papers had written about him. Now, what Trump's got them doing is they've got people from the newspapers looking to see what he's tweeted about them. He's put them on the defensive. And that's why they hate him so much. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think he made us work harder. You're like this 70-year-old guy was fined at 5 or 6. I wake up every morning, I sleep in for an hour. I'm like, I don't know if Trump would do that, you know. So his ethic, everything he did, it was great. You know, when we wrote the book, a couple years ago, my dad passed. And, you know, my dad used to always say one thing to me. I never really got, you know, our politics were more private in the past. And he was just like, government stay out of my GD business. I'm like, what? You know, he was just like, that was it. He's like, that's it. He's like, I can do it myself. And, you know, when he passed, that's why Eric and I got Eric. He killed it at Politicon. And I said, hey, we're going to write this book. I want you to come up there with me. And we sat there face to face. And we went through everything simple and true, you know. And I wanted to say this to you on the air because this is really important to me. Is, you know, there's been a war on what's good about conservatism. There's fake science, there's fake news, there's fake history, there's gaslighting. So the book ended up being not just to get Trump elected, but for conservatives to say, why do I know what I know that is enduring good and true as it relates to prosperity and freedom and individual liberty? And you just descend through these facts, and you're like, wow, but why was this on the 15th page of Google in a book on a chapter in the back of the library when it's like the rational truth in the front of our face? But, I'm telling you, the media is the big loser in the election. The media has lost the faith of the American people and burned the bridge back. So that's what we kind of wrote the book about. So I just want to say for any reviewers, you know, we're on Amazon. Our book's out there. And, you know, you just look up Judd Dunning on Amazon, and check it out. I
want to hang tight and keep you on after the break here. We'll be back in a second. We'll talk more about this. And as far as your conversation, comments about the fake news and, you know, conservatives are the worst. I mean, Republicans are the worst when it comes to beating on conservatives. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The makers of OxyContin admitted their role in the drug's contribution to the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma pled guilty Tuesday to 3 federal charges, admitting it impeded government efforts to combat the addiction crisis. The plea was part of an $8 billion settlement the company agreed to with the Justice Department. Purdue also admitted that they lied to the DEA about having an effective program to keep its drugs away from the black market, as well as using payments through a speakers program to entice doctors to write more prescriptions for OxyContin. Michigan's Attorney General says her office is investigating threats against members of the Wayne County Canvassing Board. The Republican chair of the board, Monica Palmer, says she's received text messages threatening her and her family since the board voted last week to certify Wayne County's election results. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office will investigate all credible threats against government officials, regardless of party. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I've got Judge, I want to call you Judge. We've been talking about judges all night. Judd Dunning joins me. This is actually his first time on the show. I'm enjoying my time with him. Hope you are, too. You got a new book that just came out on the 10th.
On the 10th, that's right.
Yeah. You can still smell the paper and the ink, can't you?
I can still smell the ink and the 497 rejections for a conservative book before you actually get a publishing deal.
Yeah, a lot
and
of them.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it. 13 reasons why, 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal. Although, like I said to you, how about just one? I mean, seriously, it lowers your IQ automatically. So I don't know why you'd want to go there. But, you know.
The end.
Yeah. Yeah, one page. All right, so, no, but as far as you were talking about before the break, and I said to you that, you know, changing the party, conservatives are continually, true conservatives, are continually beat up by Republicans. Which really bothers the credit. I mean, really, the left doesn't have to do any work. We do it to ourselves. One of my friends said it's like having a firing squad in a circle. And we're all face in on each other. I mean, how many people a couple of weeks ago, how many of our illustrious Republican leaders have been out there supporting Trump out in front of the thousands that are gathering at these rallies?
Yeah, well, maybe if they didn't have to pander to the center to keep their jobs because we don't have term limits, maybe they are conservatives, right? I mean, you have to play a game down the middle. I mean, look at Chris Christie the other day. Like, hey, whoa, wait a minute, weren't you just coasting Trump? He's like, oh yeah, time to move on, right? I gotta keep New Jersey. You know, so I think you really have people torn between their career and actually publicly being conservative, because I do think a lot of those people are actually conservative. They just can't keep their jobs in certain states.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. If people aren't people of principle, if you're not going to hold on to your values, whether you're looking for your job, as a matter of fact, you shouldn't be looking for your job in Congress. It should not be something you're looking to spend the next, we have some of them 40 and 50 years there. Look at Nancy Pelosi. You're going to find her dead in her chair someday. What is it? And even the guy running for office, Biden, when was the last time he had a real job that somebody wasn't just shoving money under the table at him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look how long his career. And uneventful. Come on, yeah. Man. Biden would not have won if it hadn't been for COVID. So nobody can pump their fist, right? Because if we hadn't destroyed this economy on an incumbent president, there's no way that guy got in. He didn't even have to. It was amazing, right? We're like, well, let's wait till the debate. She's like, vote early. Like, yeah, of course you want everybody to vote early. Because they knew they had to win through bail-in and that he had no grounds in the debates. This played out in front of us. This played out, and so many people, something just came up in the election 2020 at Newsmax that said CNBC change poll, 3% of voters say that the election was legit from the right. 3%. So Biden definitely didn't win by, like, you know, popular. You know, he may have won through popular majority and stuffing. It's Thanksgiving. It was all stuffing.
No, I look at this stuff. No, you're right. I think you're going to see a great awakening, but I'm fearful based on what I see in the streets. Not that we're going to be burning down police cars or burning down buildings or smashing windows. It's not what I mean. But I think you're going to see people more forcefully on the far right to want to take back what they perceive was stolen from them. That is part of my concern. And they really do believe that there's, and matter of fact, I do too. I believe the election was stolen flat out. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in an area that it was very easy. My joke is that all they needed to know, I don't think they really knew how much Trump was going to win by, which is really what caused a lot of this trouble. If there were smaller numbers, they would have got away with it easier. You know, but I could see, you know, in Philadelphia, you could, you know, yell, hey, Frankie, the back of the truck, grab four of those blue boxes. We need another 10,000 votes for Biden, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, we're all rationally awake. And if you grew up in Boston, you know. When I was in Ohio door knocking for Romney up there, I saw people, I had some busloads of people coming in. I saw people multiple voting then. I have friends who are legal living in Los Angeles, and they got election ballots. I know people that double voted. Look, here's how I see it, man. The left is like a psycho ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, right? They're coming in like, hey, you know, just let us win, let us move in, everything's fine. And we're like, wait a minute, you just tried to stab me, the Electoral College. You burned my house, the Mueller report. You crashed my car, the 25th Amendment. You boiled my cat, impeachment. And now you want me to shut up and just keep dating you like everything is fine. That is what it feels like, you know. It's like you cannot keep lying into the thing. There's 14 valid affidavits regardless.
Wait a minute. They want unity. They want us now to get along. It's time to stop the violence. Well, tell your people to stop the violence. It isn't the right wing out there, again, you know, hitting people in the face, you know, at these rallies. And the cowards waited until after the rally and people were alone walking in, you know, alleyways and other places where they could kind of, you know, herd them out and start pounding
on
them. You know, I got news for you, Judd. I say the same thing. I go, look, I might be an old guy, but pick on me, right? You guys are cowards. Why don't you come out to our areas? Come out alone, right? And if you've got that fire, come on out. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, it has sadly been the end of the civil society in so many ways in 2020, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that the way that the George Floyd riots came on the heels of COVID repression of a very powerful and independent free space. And now, you know, my children and other people think that this is normal, that we go to the streets. No, we don't have that right in the Constitution. We have peaceful protests. To be like, well, if the ends justify the means. 18 other people died during the George Floyd riots. I mean, that's the moral relativism that is the battle behind this whole thing, saying that riots and violence are okay. You don't have to go there. Gandhi didn't have to. You know, Martin Luther King didn't advocate it. Why suddenly are woke people allowed to burn things down?
Judd, this is what I would say. If you guys really want to stop the killing of blacks, then pour out in the streets of Chicago on the weekends. You know, Sharpton and Jackson and Obama, get off your couches, head over to the streets of Chicago, do your little Million Man watching there over the weekends for a while, take the cities back. Well, but that's not sexy. There's nothing sexy about that. So they're not going to go do that kind of thing. Anyhow. Hey, as a conservative / Republican / comedian, because I know you do comedy, How hard has it, or was it, or has it been for you, really, over the last few years? Because I know that even though we all appreciate President Trump, there's a lot of people, the minute they know you're somewhat associated with a Republican or conservative, that's it, you're done.
Yeah. Well, we have a website, I don't think you have to say it anymore, bulletpointnation.com, and on there, I'm on coming up on 100 episodes with Michael Loftus. He was just on the 5. He's been doing it around the nation in the Deplorable and the Make America Laugh Again. And he's touring. He's selling out. And Eric, my contributing writer, he does a mixture of politics with some comedy. And he's on the road like 8 months of a year. So there's definitely an audience out there. I think it's going to blow up. I took a break and did a lot more television. I'm just getting called back onto the stage. I used to do comedy quite a while ago. But, you know, the great thing is I don't care. You know, when I was younger, I wanted something else. So if you don't care whether people are going to hate you or whether it's going to mess up the rest of your career, a lot of people are living in the shadows. I know a lot of people that are like, I can't say anything political. Cancel culture will wipe me out. I'll lose all my followers. I won't be able to pay my mortgage. So, you know, fortunately, I don't care. You know,
I don't
own a real estate company. So I'm going to say whatever I want. So I look forward to the beatings, and I'm sure more are going to come.
Well, I tell guys even in my business, look, the minute you lock onto a network that has total control of you, you're done. It's over. I've never allowed anybody to have total control of me or the show. You know, I try to keep the networks. You know, as people know, we're out on syndications. I'm on the Genesis Communication Network. They've been great. They're great people. And they never told me, you can't say this, you can't do that, you can't say this. I own the show. I own the content. It's the only way to be. And there's a lot of guys out there that they're so excited about somebody picking them up, they don't read the fine print. And you can't be stuck with that. I mean, look at what's going on at Fox right now. So you really have to be your own person and not afraid. Judd, where do people find you, find more information about you?
Thank you so much. If you want to buy a book, 13 Half Reasons Why by Newsmax, Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, just put my name, Judd Dunning, in Amazon, or our book title, and it'll go right there for sale. And then Michael Loftus, myself, Rob Nelson, Eric, we're all at bulletpointnation.com. Bulletpointnation.com. Thank you.
Yeah, check out Eric's T-shirt. He's got some great T-shirts. Judd, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time. People, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Please answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like
we are back.
I once said, ain't that a kick?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I know, you guys would rather hear him than me, I'm sure. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you can always ask for text alerts simply by texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, the other day, if you were, some of you, I think, are Rush listeners, Rush Limbaugh listeners, and, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. He's got a bad diagnosis, but you know what? God's got the last word, so we'll see what happens here. But he has somebody call his show, and I've been getting a lot of emails from you guys as well. It's not over. This country's been through worse. Right? And it's not over. And I know some of you are feeling really desperate. I mean, I remember, again, when President Barack Obama got elected the second time, I had a lot of my conservative friends mad at me because they would call the show and they'd be on as guests and we'd be talking about it. And I always said the same thing. The American people don't pay attention. I mean, we've had it so easy for so long that we really weren't paying attention. And oh my God, you can't vote a black president out. That'd be so racist. And then, yes, the slug writes another book about himself to talk about how racist we are. Yet we elected a black president. Not once, twice. We have black governors, we have black senators, okay? And just because it's not the same amount, that is not what it's all about. Tim Scott, a great senator. Not because he's a black man. He's just a great senator because he's a great senator who happens to be a black man. And then you got Cheryl Atkinson or whatever her name is that was supposed to be she still thinks she's the governor of Georgia. Okay, there is a black woman, but it has nothing to do with her being a black woman. It has to do with she's just dull and dumb. She won't give it up because the Republicans stole 55,000 votes from her. How? Still can't tell us how. Come on, wake up. So I know some of you feel bad. Some of you might feel like this guy. But take a listen.
Hi, Russ. It's great to be here. I'm going to try to hold myself together and not get emotional here, but I want to harken back to your statement about Georgia.
Yeah.
And about the Trump voter.
Yeah.
And they should be very afraid, very afraid. Trump and you are all we have left, Rush. We've spent our lives voting for these people because they're not them. And we just can't do it anymore. We're tired of being stabbed in the back, Rush. It's better to have an enemy that's in front of you than a friend that's behind you that's just going to stab you. They do it every time. We have a Republican-controlled state, and they won't do an audit of the vote. They won't. They just basically told every Georgian that they don't care. We were in Washington on Saturday. Me and my 33-year-old son, we saw more people than we've ever seen in our lifetime, ever. And we're season ticket holders for the Ravens, for God's sakes. I've been in crowds of 80,000 people. I've been to Steelers games, for goodness sakes. I have never seen so many people. But were there any Republicans there? No. None. None.
But wait. What? There were no Republicans. What was this thing that you went to?
A week ago Saturday in Washington, D.C., the mega rally. There must have been hundreds of thousands.
Okay, it's a MAGA rally, and there were... You mean no elected Republicans? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Our party leadership, quote-unquote, if this were a Democrat rally, they would all be there. They would...
Other than hearing many of our Republican leaders say the president has a right to pursue this, how many of them come out in total support of him? I believe he won. I believe this election was stolen. I believe he should still be our president. How many of them come out and actually said that? And I don't believe it's because they don't believe it. I believe it's because they're afraid. We have a party of people that are afraid. Let me finish this.
There for the anti-Tea Party movement walking hand in hand up the steps.
Yep.
No one stands for us, Rush. Only you. And Donald Trump, God forbid, what do we have left? I love my president. I am not a revolutionary, Rush, but I will die for my president. This man has given more to this country than anybody, and he has no need to. None. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need this.
That's exactly right.
It's disheartening.
So I want you to think about that. You're not the only one that feels that way. I know some of you sent me emails, and some of you have sent me text messages and know me personally. They're worried. You know, if the Democrats win this, we'll never see another Republican president. I don't believe that. Like I said, we've had to deal with worse. Maybe not on the global level. The globalists, the sinister people that still want to regain power. I don't believe that many of them. If Nancy Pelosi, your leader, really believed that what she was doing was the right thing, really believed that she needed to do the right thing for the American people, then why would she lead her team 40 times to turn down the bill that they had to help put more money in Americans' pockets right now? Why would she turn? She wouldn't even promote it. Why do you think that happened? Seriously. Because it's not about the American people for them. It's totally 100% about power. They are the gods. I've said this a million times. And some of you get upset with me when I say it. You know what? There's other stations you can listen to. Other people you can listen to. For not the rank and file that I hang out with, but for many Democrats, this is a religion. There's a lot of Christian Democrats that I know of that put the party before their religious belief, their spiritual beliefs. So this is why they don't want us going to churches. They don't want us gathering together. They don't want us singing worship songs. They don't want us touching each other when we pray. Right? I mean, Jesus came to pull us back together, to bring us back together as a family. And we're doing what the government wants us to do to tear ourselves apart. Where? On what planet? In what time zone? Does that make sense? Because it doesn't. And can you imagine the conversations around the table this year at Thanksgiving? Although there won't be any, unless there's a whole bunch of like Zoom cameras and monitors. I mean, seriously. But back to where the Democrats want you to be. And if you don't believe me, think about what Maxine Waters is talking about. That there are 70-some-odd million people that need to be reprogrammed. She said it. I didn't. They need to have their way of thinking changed. And I've been telling you this, many of us have been telling you this for years, there's no such thing as freedom of thought on the left. You believe and you say and you do what I say or else. Dianne Feinstein was pressured and pushed after her career. Look, I'm not a big fan of hers either. But she was pressured and pushed from her leadership position in the Senate because she gave Lindsey Graham a hug and thanked him for being civil. So they don't want unity. Doesn't matter what they say. You know, I'm gonna be distasteful here for a minute. It's like you know when some of these guys who are beating their wives and telling them how much they love them. How much sense does that make? You're telling God you love Him, but you won't even read His book. Makes absolutely no sense. So let's be clear about this. They don't want unity. They don't want to get along with you. They want you to bow down to them. I'll never do that. And I hope many of you will never do it either. I'm not telling you to get violent with them. But I think we should have a Million Man Watch in L.A. at 10:30 at night. Because, you know, we have a curfew, 10 to 5. Let's see what they do. And a peaceful protest. Because let's see them come after us like they go after the Antifa and the BLM people who are out all night burning and torching and beating people. And then you'll really see what they're all about and what they're like. It's time you start using your brain. You start using common sense. You know, our founding fathers, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, they hated parties. They knew, they said, they spoke. You need to take this constitutional class so you know. Their writings to each other, they didn't want parties. Because they knew eventually it would be party over country over family. Not cool. Not the place we want to be. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. 855-732-5563. Next hour, it's all Joe for the whole hour. And I'll be probably complaining or yelling at you or something. So don't go far. We'll be right back.